created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 10, conducting audits. Audits are often seen as unpleasant but necessary tasks. With the right preparation, however, such as careful planning, evaluation, and execution, will help ease the process and reduce the stress that can occur with business audits. Having a strategy is the difference between a chaotic experience and a smooth transition to the next phase of the process. Why audit? There are many reasons to audit contracts. An audit will identify any overpayments or other financial mistakes. Additionally, the audit will identify weaknesses in the contract management. Errors found will serve to identify weaknesses in the policies, procedures, and controls that both parties have in place. Each audit strengthens the contract process and prevents mistakes in the future. Over time, the auditing process will become easier to navigate. Additionally, the information learned from audits will help to improve future business dealings. Plan. Going into an audit without a plan is asking for trouble. Like anything
created
else,
with
planning
free version
is essential
for non-commercial
to the audit
use.
Process. Different topics need to be addressed in the planning phase of the audit process. Before conducting an audit, list all of the goals and steps. Determine the scope and objectives of the audit. Make sure that the necessary resources are available. List who will have the results of the audit. Speak with anyone who will need to be aware of the audit. Make sure that the strategy for the audit is approved by the necessary parties. Establishing procedures. Each audit is unique, and so are the procedures involved. The organization, contract, scope of work, and objectives will all affect what is necessary in an audit. There are some basic procedures that most audits share, regardless of industry. Most audits include procedures such as risk management, identify high areas of risk, testing, test and evaluate evidence collected using different techniques, questioning, make inquiries of people involved, observation, observe the actions, policies,
created
and procedures.
Created with free version for non-commercial
the
use.
The roles and responsibilities, as well as the guidelines and policies of audits, should be established before the audit begins. Investigate and report. The auditor should be objective and supervised during the investigation. All of the information collected is analyzed using the tests and techniques chosen. The findings of the investigation must be documented carefully, and the documentation must include the investigation finding and analysis. The documentation will support the recommendations made in the report. After investigating an audit and discussing the outcome with supervisors, the auditor will need to submit a report. The report needs to include the audit's scope and the result of the investigation. Aspects to note include aspects of compliance, recommendations, and corrective actions. The report must be signed, and a chief auditor will review the findings. In some circumstances, the perspective of the individual or company audited may find its way into the final report. Case study. Ashley needed to audit a contract with Ellie.
Created
she
with
focused
free
on
version
the financial
for non-commercial
aspects
use.
Of the audit to ensure that it is in legal compliance. She did not connect the finances to other aspects, such as the goals or the scope of the contract. She found negligible financial errors, and she did not make any recommendations. Ashley relied solely on the paperwork to conduct the audit, and did not involve anyone other than her supervisor. She was surprised to learn that Ellie felt that the policies and procedures needed to be improved when the two met to discuss the results of the audit.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.